Midway through the third quarter, this looked like LeBron James was headed for the worst playoff game of his career. He had only 4 first-half points. He was 3 for 13 from the floor. Mario Chalmers, a nice player, a bit below LeBron in the NBA firmament, was leading the team. So did the Heat panic? They did not. Because, Chalmers said, they knew this about their much scrutinized teammate.
You know, with LeBron, he's the best player. So, you know, he's going to get his at any given moment. So, you know, we just try to make the Spurs guard us and, you know, make it easier on him.
But the Spurs could not guard James or anyone in a Heat uniform, nor could they score on the wearers of white. With a little over 3 minutes left in the third quarter, the Spurs had a one-point lead. 8 minutes of game time later, the Spurs were trailing by 27. That is some quick strike, damn the shooting stats, scoff at the Hall of Famer on the other team type stuff. By the end of the game, James had his usual nice stat sheet, 17 points, 7 assists, 8 boards. But the Spurs' Manu Ginobili says the evisceration cannot be laid at the feet of one man.
It wasn't LeBron attacking us or getting those 13 points. It was just the whole Miami team just killing us.
Thus far, the series has been defined by the uncharacteristic play of two great teams. The Spurs melted down last night. Weird. The Heat got out-hustled in Game 1. This simply doesn't happen. Miami is harassing and active. In Game 1, they could muster only the aggression of a mewling kitten. The Spurs had 4 turnovers that game. In Game 2, the Spurs had 16. So what changed? The San Antonio players just said Miami was more aggressive. The Heat's coach, Eric Spoelstra, would have us believe that the deluge sprang from a dozen little trickles.
Midway through the third quarter, we were losing every skirmish, every loose ball, every tip ball, every broken play. Then it changed for whatever reason, the momentum and the energy, but this series will be defined by those plays.
This series will most likely be defined by the question of if the Heat can harness the same energy level they showed Game 2, and if the Spurs have an answer. The postseason, the Heat have won and won big after every loss. But last series, at least, they suffered a loss after every win. We'll see if the pattern changes on Tuesday night when the series moves to San Antonio for 3 straight. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Miami.